Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1, you just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We thank God that you chose to be here today. And it's not just by chance that you are here today. We thank God for sending you today to hear a word from the Lord. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. If you need prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. We have prayer every Sunday and we open up the line for prayer. And all you need to do is just press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. And I do ask that you do not give your name, as Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry, and people listen all around the world to Voice of Truth. And so we want you to receive prayer. And we don't want everybody in your business. So that's why we ask you not to give your name, just give your prayer request and the location, because we like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we just thank God again for you being here. And if you're new here to Voice of Truth, we want to encourage you to click on the like button. If you're on Facebook, Voice of Truth, or you are on my personal page, you can follow me there on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or you can follow me on Blog Talk Radio as well. So we thank God for you being here today. If you need prayer, you can press the 1 and we will bring you in for prayer. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need prayer. All of us need prayer. In these last and evil days, we need prayer, somebody to pray for us. So don't never be ashamed to get online for prayer or to seek prayer. Amen. Thank God for prayer, because he tells us to always pray, so we must pray. And we not only pray for ourselves, but pray for others as well. So we just give God all the glory and honor. We just thank him again for you being here. If you want to follow us, you can follow us there again on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, my personal page. Just click the follow button. You'll be following me there. You can also follow me there on and like Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry there on Facebook. And you can follow us on our various social media platforms. We usually will put the message on all of the different platforms as well. And then we also encourage you to follow us there on Blog Talk Radio. And there you get all the updates on all messages that are coming forward. So we just thank God for you. Amen. If you need prayer, just press the 1. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. And so we just give God praise. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead and go forward with the general prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you, Lord, that you're able to do all things for fellows, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are God of the now. We thank you, God, that you are God that knows all things and sees all things, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. Father God, we give this word back unto you, oh God, for it is your word and not mine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless every listener under the sound of my voice. We ask you to meet every need, whatever need they may have need of, oh God. We ask you to bless them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for your loving kindness, each and every one of us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you are God all by yourself. And, Lord, we give you all praise and all honor and all glory. Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for allowing us to see another day. Father God, we thank you for the word of God. And help us to live by the word, O God. And help us to live in faith, O God, trusting and knowing that you're able to do all things, but fellows, O God. We pray, Father, that you will save souls even now, O God, all over the world. Bring them out of sin and bring them out of darkness and bring them to your marvelous life. And so, Lord, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We ask you to bless every family under the sound of my voice and meet every need. Let all bills be paid, and let them lack no good thing. We ask you to pay all house payments, oh God, all mortgage payments, oh God, all car payments, oh God. And we ask you to fill their cabinets and food refrigerator with food, even now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those that are seeking employment, oh God, we pray right now, Father, that you will direct their path to the job that you have ordained for them to have, oh God. We ask you to order their footsteps according to your word, oh God. And we ask you to perfect all the things that concern them. We pray for comfort on every side for those that are mourning. Even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're able to do all things, but fail us, oh God. Father God, we come against every spirit of distraction right now, oh God, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We ask you to silence everything that comes to try to interrupt your word, oh God, and your work, oh God. We set back this hour for kingdom purposes, that your name may be glorified, oh God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to shut it down right now in Jesus' mighty name. It is so and it is done in Jesus' name. The word today will come from Hebrews 11th chapter, and the word of God reads. I'm going to start reading at verse 23. Hebrews 11th chapter, starting at verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is visible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn shall touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. The title of the message today is Choosing the Best Life. Choosing the Best Life. Verse 25 says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses, as being a leader, Moses as being the chosen vessel of God, and Moses being a man of God, Moses did a great work, as I read earlier, by faith. He went through Egypt. He went in as God had sent him to bring the people out of bondage. They passed over the Red Sea. They passed over the spirit of death that came through the land. So Moses did great things, and he did great things for God, but he chose to do these things. So Moses was choosing the best life. He could have lived in the palace. He grew up in the palace. He was not Pharaoh's daughter's son, but yet he grew up in the palace. He grew up with the riches of the world, the fame of the world. He was a great warrior. And Moses had all the things of the world at his hand. He may could have even been the next Pharaoh because he was brought up in the land of the riches of the world. But the Bible said he was choosing the greater riches, the greater treasures in serving God. Now, some would say, you know, hey, this is not no good treasure. You mean I got to suffer. I got to go through persecution. I got to go through all these things. But Moses did all those things by faith. And whatever we choose in life, we're going to do it by faith. You know, you may feel that the best things of life are free. Some people feel that the best things in life are more things. Some people think the best things of life are status quo and the degrees on the wall and doing your own thing. But Moses chose and was choosing the best life in the land of the living, in the land after death, the best life. What do you consider the best life? How are you living your life? Because we all have a choice of how we live our life. And what we do in our life, we consider it the best choice in life. When we choose to live for God, as Moses chose to live for God and choosing God over treasure. In other words, choosing God over money, choosing God over more things, choosing God over status quo, choosing God over all the money in the world. He chose the best life, and that was the life to serve the living God. Because there is life. You know, even in today's world, we see that many people say, I'm living the best life. I'm living my best life now. It just depends on what you consider the best life is. Some people consider the best life as partying and drinking and the pleasures of the world. And as the Bible said, he gave up the pleasures of the world. He gave up sin. And the desires of his heart, he gave up all those things to live the better life in Christ. He chose Christ. I mean, what have you chosen? How have you chosen to live your life? What are you choosing to do? What kind of lifestyle are you living? Are you choosing to live in the way of the world? Or are you choosing to live for God? No, it won't be easy, but you're going to have to live it by faith. And living the best life is a life of eternal when you live for Christ. So when I live for Christ, and if you choose to live for Christ, you will live the best life in the land of the living. And even as you go on over to the other side, you will still have eternal life. Now, we can choose, and in choosing the way of the world, we can live in a life of pleasure. We can do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and we can do it our own way. And we can live a life that is full of riches and wealth and fame and fortune. And all of those things, but it ends when you go to the other side. Because we all know that we're going to leave this world one day at an appointed time, when that due season and that time comes. So we have to make a choice to live the best life in the land of the living. We want this treasures in the land of the living. You know, anything that's easy ain't good and ain't unnecessary the best life just because it's easy.
anything that is hard, you know, they always say, if you don't have nothing that you're willing to live for and to die for, is life worth living? We got to live for a purpose greater than ourselves. Choosing, Moses choosing the best life in Christ. And it truly is the best life in Christ. And every day, it's truly a good day when it's in Christ. Because we choose to live for him and him alone by faith. Because it's by faith that we're saved through grace. We're saved. And Moses chose the greater. He chose the greater things in life. He refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son. You have to refuse the things of the world. Are you refusing the things of the world? Are you choosing to live in the way of the world? Are you choosing those things? Are you choosing the pleasures of the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life? Are you choosing more money? Are you chasing money? Some of our lives are where they are because we're so busy chasing money. If we were chased behind the things of God, if we were chased Jesus in our worship and our choosing the best life. So we have a choice. We have a choice in choosing the life that we're going to live. And even though we may have all the degrees on the wall and we may have all the money in the bank, but, you know, that don't bring you all the things that are best in life. You can ask the rich and the famous who got all kind of money, all kind of houses and vacation houses and so much money that they can't even count. And you may say, well, they're living the best life. They're choosing to live the best life. But I bet you if you ask some of them, they'd rather have a simple life than to have all the riches and not be happy, because money can't buy everything. Choosing the best life is choosing Christ. As Moses chose Christ by faith, I choose to live for Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I can say about me, I have chosen and I am choosing the best life to live for Jesus, to give up the pleasures of the world. Are you willing to give up the pleasures of the world? It said that Moses did it by faith. You know, sometimes you just got to give up. If you want a different lifestyle, then you got to give up some things. You got to give up some people. You got to do a new thing. You can't do the old thing, and you're looking for the best life. I'm choosing to live the best life now. Why do I have to wait till I go on the other side to live the best life? And it ain't all about money. So we got to get away from all that thing about money. Because some of us are watching our money, we're sitting on our money, and we ain't doing nothing. Not one thing. And our money ain't going to do nothing but sit in the bank. Yes, money suffices all things, but it cannot and never will buy all things. It suffices all things. What it does is pay you bills, and it can buy you more stuff. And some of us got so much stuff that we need to get rid of some of that. Choosing the best life is when you choose Jesus Christ as your Savior. Choosing the best life is when you choose to live for the living God. Choosing the best life rather than the things and the pleasures of the world and the pleasures of sin for a season. We all got the things that we enjoy. And we got many things that we take pleasure in. But Moses was choosing the best life that caused him to give up something. It caused him, because Moses could have had any woman in Egypt. He was in the palace. and they all had concubines. But he chose Jesus. He chose Christ. That's why the word says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of the world, esteeming the reproach of Christ. He wanted Christ with greater riches. Your greater riches and your best life is going to be choosing to live for the living God. No other life. Choosing to live your best life is living Christ, because the greater riches is in him and him alone. We can store up our treasures on this earth if we would like to. Well, moth and rust corrupt and where thieves and break in and steal. And I'm paraphrasing that. But when I am choosing my best life, and I'm choosing to live for Jesus in faith. See, I choose to live for Jesus in faith. Now, I don't care who don't like it, because I ain't living for you. I'm choosing the best life for me. And the best life for me is choosing the greater riches, because I want my crown of glory. I want to see, as the word said, that Moses, he endured. I want to endure, and I want to see him who is invisible. I want to see the living God. I want to know him for myself. I'm choosing to live the best life in Christ. I have what I need. I may not have as much money as you may have. I may not have the finest house that you may have, but I got a peace of mind, and I have exactly what I need. Because I'm choosing the best life in Christ. And he says, when I give you the things, I give you what you need when you seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. All this other stuff is added unto me. It's added unto all of us who believe. But we have to choose every day. Choosing every day to live your best life for Christ. It ain't easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But it ain't easy. It's not easy to walk in faith in Christ Jesus. Now, you can walk in any other little G God, and you can serve in a little G God, and ain't nobody going to bother you. But when you live for Jesus Christ, as Moses chose to live for Jesus Christ, you're going to go through some affliction. You're going to go through some persecution. You're going to go through many afflictions. Many things going to happen. But it's still the best life. The word always tells us that God will turn around the things in our life that was meant for evil. And all we're going to do is win, no matter what. The best life. Because I'm living for Jesus. Who you living for? Do you even know? I know a man named Jesus. Do you know this man named Jesus? Do you know him? Because when you know him, you're going to live the best life. It ain't going to feel like it sometimes. And people going to come against you from the north and the south and the east and the west when you say you're going to serve Jesus. And Moses knew that. That's why he said he'd rather suffer with his own people. We got to suffer with those in the body of Christ. We're going to go through some things for Jesus. But choosing to live the best life is choosing Jesus Christ as your Savior. To follow him and give up the things of the world. Let it go. Let those things go. And choosing him, choosing Christ, choosing the greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Now, there was many treasures in Egypt, just like it is in the world today. There's many treasures in the world today, worldly goods, worldly treasure, worldly. And a matter of fact, all money ain't good, as the apostle said. All money ain't good. That's why you get it and it runs through your hands. You got holes in your pocket because you ain't doing right by it. All money ain't good money. And all money ain't clean. And all hands are not clean. We got to get it right. Choosing the best life is choosing Christ, the true riches. Because he said, in him do we prosper. He is the one that giveth us wealth. Moses chose the wealth kingdom of God. Not of the world, but of the kingdom of God. He chose the greater riches in all things. So we got to choose the greater riches. We're still talking about Moses today. He left the palace and came out of the palace, and he did the work of God. God made him one of the greatest prophets that was like unto Christ. He led the people out of bondage, out of Egypt, a whole nation. And he led them over the Red Sea to the other side, to the promised land. Then he led them during the time when all the plagues was around. And all the signs and wonders of God, the power of God was being revealed unto the enemies of God. Because he's that kind of God. And so when we choose the best life, when we choose to live for Christ and not sin. See, some of us think when we're living in sin, that's the best life. Now, I heard a preacher preach once that when I was in the world, he said, I know people said they don't have a good time in the world. He said, but I had a good time in the world. I was doing my own thing, and all the stuff that came with, I was doing all kind of sin. He said, I was having a good time in the world. But you know, sin will destroy the soul. It kills the soul. But when we choose life, because Jesus is life in the blood of Jesus. That's why when they had to pass over, they had to put the blood over every doorpost and everything because it kept them alive. The spirit of death had to pass over them. Say, I'd rather serve a living God than a dead God that can't do nothing for me. Because Jesus Christ is life. And choosing to live the best life to me is to live for Jesus Christ the Lord. I want the greater riches in life. I want the greater riches for all of you, that you can experience the love of God, that you will know how it is to be loved by him. The greater riches in life is not money. The greatest riches in life is not the biggest house on the block. It's not none of those things. It's not all this money and land and all this stuff, all this status quo, all these titles. Lord help us. Choosing the best life. As Moses chose the best life was in Christ. True riches come from him, because that's what the Bible says. He will give us wealth. You know, when God gives you wealth, it's prosper. It don't bring you no sorrow. But the stuff of the world, it will bring you sorrow. Egypt is like the world. It's full of all things, all kind of sinful things, doing all kind of things. It's full of sin. But maybe you feel, or maybe we feel, I know when I was in the world, and I was living in sin, and all of us that have sinned and fell short of glory, ain't nobody perfect. All of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, all of sin. Ain't no sin no different than another. But Moses chose to give up the pleasures of sin. Now, what's your pleasure when it comes to sin? Do you consider that your best life? You know, sometimes we do things, and when we do it, We ain't no better off if we had not done it. We ain't no happier. We don't have no more love than we had. We still got that same little money that we're watching over. I want to encourage you to choose the best life. That's why Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve God. And so you got to choose to serve God as Moses chose to serve him. God can make your name great as he made Moses' name great. He can make room for your gift, and he can make you a wealthy man, a woman of God. He'll give you more than enough, but you can't put it before him. Choosing the best life. What life have you chosen? Look around you. Look how you living, and you will see what kind of lifestyle you're living. At the end of the day, when you're choosing your best life, is it really bringing you life? Because everything about God is life. And if it don't bring you life and it bring you death, it's not of God. And it's not his riches. It's not the true riches of God. Because the true riches of God bring forth life, because there was life in the blood of Jesus. Life was in the blood. True riches is only in Christ. It's not in no other liturgy God. And it's not in your money. We got a problem with this money thing. That money, we just running. Money. But it ain't no true riches in it. What true riches in Christ? What is a true riches in Christ? First of all, it means life eternal. To have the best life, choosing the best life in Christ means true riches of eternal life through the Son. And when I have eternal life in the Son, I can have true riches. Many people got money, and they still got problems. But they don't have the true riches in Christ. Yeah, we look at them as living the best life. I wish I could have that house. I wish I could have this. They ain't living no best life. Because true riches only come through Jesus Christ the Lord. Life is only through him. And when I receive him, as Moses said, you know what, I'm giving it up, and I'm praying for it. Like I said to myself, I'm giving it up. I'm not going to live in sin no more. I'm going to fall short of the glory of God, but I'm going to live my life choosing the best life in Christ Jesus, because I know in his life and the true riches of Christ is going to bring me healing, it's going to bring me deliverance, it's going to set me free from sin and darkness, and it's going to bring me to his marvelous light. I'm going to live the best life in Christ Jesus. Because as my pastor would say, you don't have to have a lot of money when you know the man named Jesus. I don't even have to have $1 million in the bank, because he's going to make whatever I need available unto me, because he got the true riches. Now, if I want true riches, I'm going to have to seek it in Christ. I'm going to have to choose him. Choosing him, Jesus Christ, as my Savior, my Lord, is where I'm going to get the true treasures. I can't get it nowhere. I can't get it under the sheets, y'all. That's sin. And we're living in the world. And when we're living in the world, we're living in sin. Treasures of the world. And right now, all the world is focusing on is selling sex. And money, houses and cars. But the true riches of Christ is only in him, and it brings forth life and not death. It don't destroy you. When I'm choosing to live the best life in Christ Jesus, it brings me life, not darkness. It brings me life. Moses chose life even with the affliction. We don't want to go through nothing but to serve the living God, to serve a man named Jesus. You won't have to go through something. And even if you're saved or unsaved, and whether you choose Christ true riches, or you choose the riches of the world, the worldly thing, you're going to go through something either way. So why not choose the best life and the true riches in Christ Jesus? Why not choose that? We ought to choose it today. You ought to choose this day who you gonna serve. Choosing to live the best life in Christ Jesus is my testimony, was the best thing I ever done. The best thing that I ever done in my life. Choose the true riches through Christ Jesus to give my life to him and go through what I had to go through for Jesus, for the people around me in my world, my unsaved family members, those that I work with, those that I don't even know Christ. Some don't even know it be a Christ. Living the best life is in Christ Jesus and him alone. We can't live a life without Jesus Christ. We think we can. Okay. Because true riches is in Christ. That's why you can't keep nothing. Because you're going about it the wrong way. You got to live for Jesus. Just as Moses chose to suffer. He said, well, I ain't trying to suffer. I ain't trying to go through nothing. I ain't trying to do that. Jesus died for all of us that we may receive the true riches through him. That's life eternal. That's joy, peace, and happiness, a peace of mind. You know, a lot of us have plenty of money. Some of us got so much money coming in our house, we don't know what to do, and we still broke. We still ain't got no peace of mind. But when we serve the living God for real, God can give us a peace of mind, and he can give us what we need out of the money that he has given unto us. Because he give us true riches. True riches is peace. I don't know about you, but I want peace. I want joy. I want true love. I don't want nothing fake. Ain't nothing fake about Jesus. He real. And he's a real and living God. We got to trust him. Him and trust him and know that if I choose him this day, I want to live my best life. I've been living my best life, living for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. And living for him is the best life. There ain't no other life worth living without Jesus. It ain't worth it. Sin ain't worth it. Killing your soul. It's only for a season. That's why he said, Moses said, I ain't going to do that for no season. I'm just paraphrasing. He gave it up. The pleasure for some of us have made a lifestyle out of it. Sin. For pleasure. All we think about is the ungodly pleasures. That's sin. And tell God, some of us tell God what we ain't going to do. I wouldn't do it if I was you. But I tell you, choosing the best life is being like Moses by faith, choosing to give up the things of the world. You got to give up the things of the world because there's much in the world to keep you away from the things of God. It's much in this world that's trying to hold you down in sin. It's much things in the world. The world is full of any kind of pleasures you want. The world said, do it your way, have it your way, do it any way you want. This is how we do it. We do it in the world. And they said, that's my best life. I'm living the best life. What about you? I'm living the best life in Jesus. I can't help who don't understand it, but that's my choice. There are a lot of times people choose many things, but nobody never come against nothing until you say the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. Well, you want to know who I'm affiliated with? Affiliated to Jesus ministry. That's your answer. And I belong to the living God. I've been chosen, called, and predestined for his purpose.
This ministry is about Jesus, and we are not religious over here. We are all about Jesus Christ and doing his work for his glory. I tell you, I'm living the best life in Jesus Christ. I see the miracles of God because I'm living the best life. I thank God for my leaders that he has given to me because they teach me how to live the best life and choosing the things of God. And I thank God for my leaders every day. I love my leaders. I love them. I know they're listening right now. Choosing the best life is your choice and it's my choice. Don't be mad with me because I choose to live for Jesus. I'm like Moses. I'd rather have Christ more than anything. What that song say? I'd rather have Jesus more than anything, more than silver and gold. But it says silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have him. I'd rather have his true riches than the riches of the world and the wealth of the world, because it soon will pass away. No matter how much money you have in this world, you're going to leave it here. Somebody's going to spend it, but you're going to leave it here. Well, some say, I heard one person say, well, you know, the world don't owe me nothing because I done lived a good life. I done lived my best life. Now, they gone on, but they didn't know Jesus. They were just doing their own thing. They thought they had a lot of time left, but they got caught with the work undone. We have to choose this day and choose the best life in serving Christ Jesus. The Lord, choosing him, not sin, not the pleasures of the world, but there's so much going on in the world today. You can't cut on the TV without seeing sin right in front of your face. Didn't used to be that way, but you see sin, just sin all through the airwaves. You hear it, you see it. If you're out and about, you see it, you just see the pleasure. People just going crazy, doing some crazy things. In the last and evil days. But we have to choose the best life in Christ Jesus. Choosing him is the best life. And I said, as I said earlier, my testimony, that's the best thing I ever done, was to choose Christ rather than the treasures of this world. And there's many treasures in the world, just like it was in Egypt. It was many treasures. But I choose the true riches, because all treasure ain't good treasure, just like all money ain't good money. But when I got that true riches in Christ Jesus, it makes each and every one of us who believe, the followers of Jesus Christ, we prosper in him as our soul prosper in him. That's true riches. Health is a true rich. It's a true witness of his divine healing. See, money can't buy y'all thing, can't buy your health. It can't buy your love. It can't buy you internet. Those things cannot be bought with money. But when I have the true riches of Jesus, I can be healed. My body can be healed. My mind can be healed. See, the true riches of Christ bring forth healing and deliverance. See, when you're in the world, you ain't getting no healing and deliverance. We're living in darkness. When I have the true riches of God, I'm living in the light. As Moses decided to suffer with the people. And you will go through some stuff when you said that you're going to serve Jesus. But I want you to know that choosing the best life is choosing Jesus. Choosing him every day now, not just on Sunday night.
I know we like to do it on Sundays, you know. But we got to choose the best life every day. And that's living for Jesus, because it's life in him and him alone. If we follow his way, because he said, I am the truth and I am life. So I'm got to follow his way. I got to do all those things. And see what Moses did. Moses was following the way of God. He was following the instructions of God. And he was a leader that the world had never seen before. See, God can make your name great. But you got to choose the true riches in him. God can make your name great now. Moses' name was great. Well, choosing the best life. Are you choosing the best life today? Are you choosing that life to live for Jesus and him alone? And even though people may mock you, come against you, people may fight against you, they may rise up against you, they may whisper against you, and you may go through many things, spiritual warfare, many things, you're going through it not by yourself. Christ is always with you. And to live the best life is choosing to live for Christ as Moses chose to live for Christ. And we see what great work according to the word that God did through Moses, because Moses chose the true riches. He didn't choose the things of the palace. He left all that stuff behind. He let it go. And, you know, sometimes we just don't. We want to live this big, big life. But, you know, sometimes it's the simple things in life that truly matter, the things that we don't even really think about every day. There are the things of God that makes our life the best life. But we got to trust in God. And we got to make a decision, and we got to make a choice in choosing who we going to serve this day. Choosing the best life is in Christ Jesus. The true riches is in Christ Jesus. It's not in the treasures of this world. And you can store up your treasures on this heaven and in this heaven, on this earth, but it's no guarantee that you're going to be able to spend or use all that money, whatever that money you got, whatever that thing you got that you're treasuring in your heart. Because we're treasuring some stuff in our heart, and it ain't bringing our life. Some of us are treasuring drugs and alcohol and unnatural relationships. Having relationships outside of married love. And we got all this pleasure of sin. But it's not no true riches. It ain't bringing life. Is it bringing life unto you? Because when I get the true riches in Christ Jesus, and I'm choosing the best life in him, whatever I do, it's going to bring me life, not death. Gonna bring me life. Sin brings for death and darkness. They don't bring for no light now. We gotta get it right. So choosing the best life is in Christ Jesus, and choosing the true riches that only come through him, which is life eternal, eternal life. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and happiness, temperament, all the fruits of the Spirit. He shall prosper you, not the world. True riches is in him. And I want to encourage you today to come so that you may receive the true riches in Christ Jesus. Because what you're looking for and what you're looking for in the world and the world treasure, ain't no life there. The Bible says in the land of the living, which is true treasure in Christ Jesus, is what I can experience here on earth in after death, eternal life. So we can have true riches in Christ and only in him. See, the enemy makes it look like it's true wealth, but it ain't. That's why you see somebody sometimes, they win this lottery and they win all this big money and then it goes right through their hand. They just broke their world before they got it. Because there wasn't no true riches in it. It wasn't nothing true in it. It was treasures of the world. And it came just like it. Just like it came, it went the same way. So I want to encourage you today, as Moses did. It says, by faith, and when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So there's some things, there's some people that you may have to let go. And I know they may gave you some kind of name, some kind of nickname, but you got to let all that stuff go and choosing to live the best life in Christ Jesus. It says in 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction. Yes, you're going to suffer some stuff. You're going to go through some stuff to live your best life for Christ. And then it goes on and says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, with the people in the body of Christ. Not in the church house now. That's just a place where you go worship. But we're talking about the true church. Because we're all going through something in this life. So he's saying that Moses was choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Not of the world, but of the people of God. Than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He gave it all up, and he chose the best life in Christ Jesus, and he gave up sin. And we have to give up the pleasures of sin, and we have to give it up for a lifetime when we come to Christ. And he said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches, as I said earlier, what they are, than the treasures in Egypt. And Egypt represents the world and the worldly things. So today, I want to give the invitation to Christ. And if you don't know him, I want you to choose this day who you're going to serve. Choosing your best life will be choosing Christ as your Savior. Well, you said, well, you know, I'm young. I got plenty of time. Some said, well, you know, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to change my ways. I don't want to stop what I'm doing. I'm having fun. I'm living in the world. I'm having me a good time. This is how I do it. But we all got to leave this world one day, and we want to know where we're going. And choosing the best life in Christ means eternal life and life after death, eternal life, life in the Son of Jesus, life in him and him alone. So if you are not saved, you're a church girl, your name on the roll, you don't know Jesus, you're still living in sin and pleasures of sin, you're on the missionary board, you're in the pulpit, you're on the usher board, you're a missionary, whatever you're doing in the church, and we know whether we're saved or not, because I used to be a church goer myself, and I was not saved. If you are backslidden, it's time for you to come back to your first love. It's time for us to get it right. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I am choosing the best life in Christ Jesus and the true riches today. Help me to turn away from the things of the world and the treasures of the world and the pleasures of the world, that I may serve you and follow you and your way in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow, which repentance means I'm turning my life around. I'm choosing to live my best life in Christ. I'm turning away from sin, and I'm going to get a new lifestyle. I'm going to get a new way of thinking, a new way of walking, a new way of talking through Christ Jesus, because I'm choosing the best life today, and that is in Christ, because I want the true riches of the living God in Jesus' name. And believe, you got to believe that he lived and died and rose again. And you have to confess that. Amen. So we thank God for every soul that was saved today. We thank God for the word, choosing the best life and choosing the best life in Christ and the true riches as Moses did by faith. And you got to do it by faith, because everything that you do for Jesus and everything you do for the living God is by your faith. And it's according to your faith that you will receive the true riches. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. I do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner Ministry today with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. She was live and on the air from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock today. They're on Block Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to follow the woman of God, a very powerful woman of God. God is going to do a great and mighty work through the woman of God that the world has never seen. You ain't seen no prophet like this one. I tell you, God going to do a mighty work through the woman of God. And I want you to be a part of that. So I want to encourage you to begin to follow her there on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams. And you can also follow her on Block Talk Radio, Pathetic Corner. I want to encourage you to do that. And I know her ministry has been a blessing to you. You can make her ministry your church home. You can also inbox her there and let her know that you're going to be a part of her ministry. And she'll tell you how to begin to do your tithes and your offerings into her ministry. Amen. Because you want to put your seeds in good ground. And that is good, fertile ground. And she is a true prophet with her own time word. She's not a lying prophet. She ain't going to water it down. None of that. She's going to give you just what God said and how he said it. So I want to encourage. And I know many people like prophets. So I'm telling, I can't say about every prophet. I'm not saying she's the only one. But I know the one that labors among me. And I can tell you that she's a true prophet of God. So I want to encourage you to get connected to the woman of God. Amen. And also you can inbox me and I'll tell you how to get in contact with her as well. Amen. To God be the glory. They call us the Hour of Power and Prophetess Martha Pathetic Corner. It's the first half of the hour. Power and Voice of Truth is the second half from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my pastor, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and Pastor Joseph Ryle, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're on the air, so we want to encourage you to come and hear One Word from the Lord. Amen. If you need a coach, a mentor, whatever you need, licensing, marriage counsel, finance counsel, whatever you need, they are able to do all of that. So you can contact them as well. They're on Facebook. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected to the woman of God. God is going to do a great work through these ministries. Amen. We want you to be a part of it. And also, we want to encourage you to make these ministries your church home. Become a partner for an offering of $25 or more. You can become a partner. And that gets you different perks and will send you different stuff through your text to encourage you during the week. We also pray for you and your families. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. You can be a partner with any of the ministries that you would like to be a partner with. Amen. And we want to encourage you to do that. Also, if you have not purchased my e-books, The Hard Reflection, or I Found It in Me, you can do that at Amazon.com. They're only $2.99, and you do get a free Kindle with that. Amen. We got to get ready to get up out of here. Amen. She's counting us down. We got to get up out of here. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us solemn before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio.
We love you. Be blessed.